This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Friday night is the fall concert, the first of three concerts this season of the Los Alamos Symphony. The all-volunteer orchestra will perform music of Brahms, Sibelius, and Beethoven at Crossroads Bible Church. With us this morning is this year's music director of the Los Alamos Symphony, Don Gerhardt. Don, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, tell us about Friday night's program. Is it a joint decision on the part of the musicians, or is that your responsibility as music director?
Well, as music director, I sort of go through and narrow down what I think I would like to perform or have the orchestra perform, and we actually have a music committee who helps make the final decision based on difficulty for the strings and so forth. So we have varied abilities, of course, in a community volunteer orchestra. We pick music that is challenging to the better players or the stronger players, but not impossible for the players that are, you know, just coming out once a week wanting to be in an orchestra. So it takes a long time to select a program when you take into those considerations.
Right. And there's a lot of different backgrounds involved. Now, Friday night, two of the three Bs, you've got Brahms and Beethoven, plus Sibelius, and you're actually ending the program with an intermezzo from late 19th century zarzuela.
Yes. The orchestra, I know from past experiences in the few concerts that I have conducted the orchestra, kind of like when we get music that they have never played, and this is one of them. And, you know, you can't find a whole lot of information on Mr. Jimenez, but the piece is very fun to listen to and I think fun to play. I've had a number of the orchestra members say how much they enjoyed that, and once they play it and we leave rehearsal, they're still humming the melody line, and it's just a nice rhythmic piece. And I think a fitting piece to close. I think the audience is going to leave with that in their mind.
And this is Spanish composer Jeronimo.
Yes.
And it's the intermezzo from one of his zarzuelas.
It is, yes.
Now, as many people are going to know, Don, you are a longtime music educator in New Mexico, and you're currently, and have been for the past 10 years, executive director of the New Mexico Music Educators Association. What role does a community orchestra play in the cultural life of a community?
Well, this is our 64th year, believe it or not, of the symphony. This was the premier group, the first group in Los Alamos, and of course there were spin-offs from that with musicians for Los Alamos Light Opera over the years, which I conducted seven of their shows. And also, we have the Community Winds now, so a lot of our brass and woodwinds play in there. So it's an important function for the community, and we have a very faithful following of people who come to our concerts.
And you always do a holiday concert.
That's the fun one for all of us. We do a sing-along, which the audience loves. And then we also have people sign a sheet if they're interested, or a little piece of paper when they come up in their ticket. So we have a drawing to conduct the orchestra. So whoever's name is called comes up and conducts the orchestra, and we do jingle bells.
So a real expression of community spirit.
Yes, there. Yes.
Don Gerhardt is music director of the all-volunteer Los Alamos Symphony. The orchestra's fall concert is Friday night at 7 at Crossroads Bible Church on East Road. No tickets are required. Donations will be taken at the door. For information, call 662-7435 or go to losalamossymphony.org. Don, thanks so much for taking time out from all the things you're doing to conduct the Los Alamos Symphony, and also for joining us here.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.